There's a huge focus on success in society. And I wonder about that because most people aren't successful. So in a way you could say the majority of us are not successful, yet everything seems to be geared towards success. If you think of anything in the media or society in general, think of the lottery, for example, doing the lottery. Lottery is a great example because everybody does it knowing that the chances of them winning are really slim. Yet the whole focus is on that one person who happens to win the millions and millions of euro or dollars or whatever it is. And everyone seems to overlook the fact that the majority of people don't win. So you could say the majority of people who do the lottery are losers. But nobody even likes to say the word losers because it's got all these connotations. No one wants to be a loser. But the reality is the majority of us are losers when you do the lottery, for example. And it's the same with most things. Particularly very successful people, you often hear them saying, oh, well, I've had as many failures as I've had successes. I'd say that that's probably true of people who are considered successful. But I think people who aren't considered successful or just, you know, ordinary kind of people, I'd say failures much more, that they will have achieved a lot more failure than success. But nobody likes that because nobody wants to think that they're a failure. Yet, that's what the majority of people are. Majority of people don't have the level of success, but there's this kind of focus on the one or two people who do have the success. Like, you take anything like the Olympics, the X Factor, any kind of competition. The whole thing is focused on the one person who wins. And that's fine. It's fine to aspire and to do better. And I don't think there's anything wrong with competing, because a lot of athletes will say that really they're just competing with themselves. And I think that's true when you get right into it. But we as spectators, because the majority of people in life, to me anyway, it looks like, seem to be spectators. We're sort of looking at, I mean, that's what television is all about, isn't it? It's about spectating. It's about not having to engage. It's about sitting on the couch and just observing. That's all that's required of you, is just to observe. And that's it. You just sort of sit there and spectate. You know, there's a famous quote from, I think it's Teddy Roosevelt, and it's about having a go at the spectators, basically, and basically saying, if you're not in the ring, if you're not the person who's just been knocked out, or if you're not the person engaged, struggling, you really have no right to say anything. You have no right to comment. You have no right to do anything, because it's the person in the ring. It's a great quote. Look it up. The person who's in the ring is the only one who's really doing anything, and the rest of it are just spectating. But what we spectate on is success. So it's this weird thing where we're almost hypnotized by this idea of success, as if it's someday going to happen to us. Someday we're going to be the person we want to be. We're going to have the amount of money we want to have. We're going to be the body weight we want to be. We're going to have the partner we want to have, the car, whatever it is. Even if it's like spiritually, we're going to be enlightened, or we're going to be a better person, or whatever. It's all focused on that thing of success in whatever way, whatever success means to you. And it overlooks the fact that the majority of people are not doing that. The majority of people are not the ideal weight, not the weight that they'd like to be. They don't have the finances that they want to have. Well, maybe they have the partner they want to have, but maybe not. Or maybe their relationship is not as ideal as that. Some little bit of it. Everything's great. It's 90% great, but there's this one bit, and I've only had that bit sorted out. There's always some part of everyone's life that's not the way the person would like it to be. And it's fine to continually work at your life and continually aim towards improving it. That's great. Nothing wrong with that. Except with this fascination with success, almost obsession, it's kind of like hypnotic. It has that hypnotic quality where we're all just like, oh, the person on X Factor, and who's going to win? And as soon as You know, you have, like, say if it's the X Factor, you have 10 people starting off with, and they're all like, oh, great, they're all equal. And then 5 or 6 weeks later, half of them are gone. Can't even remember who those half were, because it's like, oh, no, we're just interested in those 5 people. And then you're down to the last 3 or whatever it is, and you just, you know, let the other two, for I don't know who they are anymore. And then it's like, there's just the, who's going to be the one? Who's going to win, you know? And it's like, when they win, it's... There's thousands and thousands of people who audition for X Factor. And what does that make them? If you don't win, if you're not the one standing on the stage, the winner, what does that mean? Like, does that mean you're a failure? Well, yes. In terms of the X Factor, yeah, you're a failure because you didn't achieve what you set out to achieve. But what does it mean if you're a failure? What does it mean to you if you're a failure? Considering that most of us are failures in those, you know, those terms. Because for most things, like I used to be involved in Amway years and years and years ago. And the way Amway works is you have, you know, the whole focus is on becoming successful, financially successful. But the way it works is it's not a pyramid thing, technically. Some people would say it is, but I mean, I'm not going to get into that. But you'd certainly have one person at the top, and then you have a couple of people under them, and more under them, more under them, more under them, and so on. Well, that does look like a pyramid, but anyway, it's more of a triangle, isn't it? But the thing is, everyone is looking towards that person at the top, going, that's who I want to be. But, like, the mechanics of the system means that everyone can't be the guy at the top. So, if everyone can't be the guy at the top, all that does is it's a system of unhappiness. It's a system designed to make you unhappy about where you are. So if you're at the 10th level of that network marketing setup, if you're like way down there, even though I'm going to be that guy who's at the top, well, then you're not going to really like being the 10th layer down. And sure, it will motivate you and you'll move along, but you'll be basically just doing the same, because in order for you to advance, you've got to stuff more people underneath you to bring you up the ranks. And it's the same with lots of other things, like going back to the X Factor. If you don't win the X Factor, then does that mean you're no good, or your movement to get to enter the competition was wrong? Like, if you're in the top 2 and you don't win, you could go, okay, well, I didn't win. But then you could also go, what's wrong with me? I didn't win. I'm not good enough. Let's say you're in the top 5. You go, well, you know, I got as far as the top 5, but you still didn't win. So does that mean that you're a failure and you're a bad person and there's something wrong with you because, well, somebody else won? The people chose somebody else in this voting thing. Or let's say you want a better job, and you go for a promotion and somebody else gets it. Well, what does that mean? Does that mean something wrong with you? That you're a bad person? Now, you might listen and say, oh, no. Steady on there, John. Of course I'm not a bad person just because I didn't get that promotion. But I suspect if you look inside somewhere, some part of you will believe that there is something wrong with you, that you didn't succeed. And that's the bit that's not good about success. Particularly when you look at the simple fact that it's only a minority that get to do the things or get to succeed or get to do all the things that we all sit on the couch and look at the telly looking at these people living this glamorous life. Most of us are not doing that. Most of us have got other stuff going on. So why are we hypnotized by it? Why do we need to keep looking at somebody else's life and use it to rubbish our own life? That's the bit about success that's not great. Why does it have to be that the majority of people are losers with those connotations? Because if you look at the like mathematics of it, not everyone is, the majority of people are losers. I don't mean that in a bad way, but we all think of it as a bad way. You know, if you're particularly economically right now, everybody's broke. Everybody is in financial trouble. There are so few people that are not in financial trouble at the moment that it's ridiculous. Yet, most people are not talking about it. Most people are just trying to get on with it as if everyone else is doing okay and I'm wrong here. There's something wrong with me because I can't, you know, that I've got huge debt now. I've got a house that I bought at an inflated price, or, you know, without even, let's take away the judgment of an inflated price, at a much higher price than I would get for it now if I sold it. So consequently, I have a huge mortgage that I am trying to service, and I can't. And coupled with that, my income has come down because there have to had to be cutbacks in the company that I work for. So I've got less money. So what do? Well, I don't want to, you know, look like a failure. So I'm going to start leaning on the credit cards a bit more and, you know, wait for things to sort themselves out. But the thing is, I don't think things are going to sort themselves out, because what is happening in a personal level is happening globally, as what it looks like anyway. That governments are doing the same thing. And it's also to be based around this thing of that there's some imagined way that it should be. Whereas when you look economically, like, we can't keep going the way the way we're going. It's pretty obvious. We can't, like, the whole system is based on growth, and you can't keep growing forever. The system can't sustain itself. It's kind of obvious, right? But nobody wants to talk about it, because we'll all be failures. The human race will be, like, just made up of failures under the definition of failure and the emotional way we all feel about being a failure, when it's laughable because it's all around us. Everyone is failing financially. Throw a stone and you will hit 12 people who are in financial difficulty. And that's even if you throw a stone in a not very crowded area. Walk down any city street, every person you see on the street is in trouble financially. Sitting in traffic, if you happen to be listening to this when you're commuting, look around you as you're sitting in traffic. I guarantee you everyone, bar probably one person in the traffic jam that you're in, is in financial trouble. They probably all owe money on the cars that they are sitting in. I remember hearing a talk from a real estate guy, Neil Jenman, in Brisbane years and years ago, and he had this idea that everybody should have a big neon sign on the top of their car saying how much money they owed on their car. And then all the people in the flashy BMW, Mercedes, the latest model, the latest registration, when you see that, you look at the registration, and I don't know, well, in Ireland anyway, you can tell what year the car is by the registration. So you look at the registration, and then you look on the roof, and you see that they owe 50 grand. They still owe 50 grand on this brand new car. Well, they don't look, you know, it would lose a bit, wouldn't it? You wouldn't have that kind of, you would look at me and my brand new car, you know? And I've been there. I remember buying a car in Australia years ago, and I bought it on a lease. And everybody thought I was, you know, Captain America. Like, they couldn't believe, you know, like, yeah, well done, clapping me on the back, saying, oh, well done, good on you, you know, for buying a car. And basically what they're saying was, oh, good on you for getting a big debt, because that's all it was, you know. So I encourage everybody to reconsider debt. Reconsider success. And embrace being a failure, because you're not on your own. And the idea of being a failure as being something wrong and that you have failed in some way is not true. If you look at the way the system is organized financially, media-wise, competition-wise, the essence of, of course, you know, you gave it a good try and it's all about competing, it's all about that. That's kind of overlooked, because come the medal ceremony at the Olympics, nobody cares about that anymore. It's like, oh, look at that guy on the podium, and he's the winner, and it's winning that counts. You know, I remember hearing about a study years ago where they interviewed athletes in the run-up to an Olympics, and they said, if we can give you a drug that's untraceable, that can guarantee you a gold medal, but you'll die within 5 years, would you take it? In some crazy number, like 90% said they would. Now, that was probably a long time ago, and I'm sure everything has changed since then, but I don't know whether it has. But I know, looking at not just the sort of media that comes down the television, but even in social media and what you see on the internet, a lot of the kind of memes that are doing the rounds about it's all about participation, or there's a famous quote from Einstein that success is being able to go from failure to failure without losing enthusiasm. That's true, I think, as well. But memes like that There's a kind of general feeling in this kind of memes of, there, even though you failed, you're not a complete fuck-up. Have another go. Maybe the next time it'll catch, you know? And there's nothing wrong with having a go. It's much better to have a go, as I said, like, going back to the Teddy Roosevelt quote, much better to have a go and fail. Failing is great, you know? Like, and often you'll hear about people who are really successful and they'll go, oh, well, you know, if you haven't had a couple of businesses fail, you haven't really done business yet, you know? And the sort of the Bill Gateses and the Mark Zuckerbergs, Mark Zuckerberg? Yeah, I think that's his name. And those people who kind of started something and just went poof, and they just had this huge success. Well, they're just anomalies, you know. Unless you've had a couple of businesses fail, well, you know, that you haven't really had a go, you know. And I remember hearing about Abraham Lincoln. I think he had 12 separate careers, professions, before he went into politics. Which back then, you know, in those days, you started life as a watchmaker, and you were a watchmaker your whole life, or you were a goldsmith, or I'm trying to think of other professions now, a lawyer, and that's all you did your whole life. To have 12, like, he would have been like on his 12th one when he decided, you know, and he went to his wife or his parents or wherever he went to and said, well, I've decided that this one is not for me, I'm going into politics. I'm sure, like, everyone, oh god, there goes Abraham, you know, what's he doing now, you know, on number 13, he's going to be the president of America. What? And, you know, now there he is. But, you know, we've got to kind of go, oh, isn't that a cute story, you know? Isn't that a cute story? But what happens if he failed at that one as well? And we never heard of him. He'd just be like, oh, well, he was just a loser. He was like a 13-time loser, that guy was. Which isn't true at all. Like, he was just having a go, and it didn't work out, and that's fine. That's part of the thing of having a go. But what is happening on a society level is there's this big, huge gap happening where it's like we're just taking it as read that success is the good thing and failure is the bad thing, and completely overlooking the fact that the majority of people are not successful by their own terms, and they're quietly despairing and very unhappy and very sad about that. And that's awful, I think. That's an awful thing, and it's a very hard thing to deal with on the inside when you've got so much is coming at you from everywhere, because it's just a collective hypnosis of, you talk to anybody about being successful, and they go, yeah, well, of course successful is the thing. Oh, yeah, definitely go and be successful. But you take a huge risk when you try and be successful at something. And the risk that you take is that you won't be successful and that you'll fail. And all you can get then if you fail is a little pat on the head. Well, okay, you know, you probably screwed up, you know, other people are allowed to make mistakes, but you're not. You were supposed to succeed. And, you know, even if no one is saying that to you externally, it'll be going on the inside of you. And it's very hard. It's very hard to deal with on the inside, and unnecessarily so, because it's a wrong focus. It's fine to have a go. It's fine to aim towards being successful. Of course, you'd never begin a venture thinking, oh, well, I hope this one fails so I can learn some valuable life lessons. Who's going to think that? No one. So, of course, you go into it thinking it's successful. But we need a better safety net. We need a softer landing, generally, for everybody, because everybody is failing. And so it's like, well, you have a go, like you with the child. Like, if you watch a child learning to walk, for example, it's not like the first time they fall on their arse, you go, well, you bloody failure. Jesus, why can't you walk? Yeah, you know, I saw you thinking about having a go, and you stood up and you wobbled about, and then you fell on your arse. Well, you're a failure, right? Who would say that to a child? Nobody would. But that's what we say to ourselves, and that's kind of what we're saying as a society to all the people who don't get through the auditions in the X Factor, who don't get through all the different layers. And that's what we're saying to them, to all the people who fail financially, all the people who start businesses and fail. That's what we're saying to all the athletes who try but don't succeed. That's what we're saying to everybody who doesn't get off the ground. We're saying, oh, well, we're not even interested in you. You don't even count. We're only interested in the person who succeeded. And I don't think that's good. Don't think it's kind at all. And who cares? I don't really care about society that much. It's more to do with yourself on the inside and myself on the inside. And it's really that I'm speaking to, is look at the majority of people, they're failing. So why are you giving yourself a hard time about failing? if you are. If you're not, great. Well done. Okay. No, I'm not going to talk too long on this today. So, once again, if you like the podcast, that's great. Make sure and leave a review and share among your friends so that it comes up in the ranks. It's coming up in the rankings nicely, so that's good. Thank you if you've left a review already. Okay, that's it for now. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Good in my entire life.